Today on Piano Jazz, we're featuring a multi-Grammy award-winning composer, Henry Mancini, with tunes like Peter Gunn and the theme from The Pink Panther. Mancini authored some of the most memorable tunes of our time. He joined me to talk about his music in 1985.
I do a lot of the symphony dates around. In fact, that's all I do now. I conduct most of the symphonies in this country.
I think that's terrific because people love your music and you've got arrangements of all your things, plus you probably do some other people's material too.
I always like to get in. Right now I have a medley, a concert medley. I play piano and I have five fellows with me that I feature, but the symphony orchestra is the centerpiece, and I do a medley of hoagie stuff, you know. And I had the medley by the Duke for a couple of years before that.
Well, I'd love to hear one of the tunes that you've written that everybody knows so well. Can you come up with one as a solo?
Well, this is one everybody asks, my personal favorite, and I, at the end of each concert, I have a thing where I sit down and I play a few things, and I always start out with this because it's one of those sneaky standards, as they say. It really wants to be a standard, and I think if it hangs around a couple more years, it will be, because we have nice records on it. George Shearing sang it. He made a singing recording of it.
I heard that, and it was very pretty. But it's a very poignant tune. You know, you must have all kinds of, to write this kind of song, you must have a part of your personality must be kind of sad or sentimental, because the songs have such a feeling like nobody else's.
Well,
you're not going to give anything
there are
away.
Many sides. There are many sides of the whole thing. But actually, I work off of the screen, and it comes from the screen to me, to the pencil, and that's where we are. And the picture, you remember, Audrey Hepburn and Albert Finney, was a very serious picture.
Right, yes.
About a marriage, and there are quite a few things in there that were very touching, and that's what I was playing off of, you know.
Yeah, and was it a Johnny Mercer lyric?
No, not on this one. This one was Leslie Bricus.
Oh, right, right, of course.
Let me do it.
Okay. How did you learn to write so beautifully? I mean, I know you went to Juilliard.
That didn't help.
Was it before then? Oh, your father was a musician, I know.
Yeah. I started piano. I started flute when I was 8. But my dad played flute. He was a steel worker in Pennsylvania, a little town called Aliquippa.
Oh, yeah.
And so at 13, I started to become interested in the piano and started playing and taking classical lessons and all that, and I got to develop my ear where I would know all of the standards with the right chords. I mean, by ear, you know, or using chord symbols, as many of us do. And then that led into an interest in the big bands of the period, in the mid-30s to the late-30s. And then I started to think about writing, you know, and it was very strange. I don't know how it... What drew me to it, I had no idea why I became what I ended up being.
But you didn't actually, like, go and study writing, orchestrating.
No, at the beginning I did it all myself. There was a book by Frank Skinner. Frank was a marvelous arranger. He did a lot of the stock arrangements of the period, and then he became one of the top film composers out here. So that was the only guide I had. That's the only way I found out how to transpose an E-flat saxophone, you know, or a B-flat saxophone. That's why I write all my scores in transpose key now. You know, a lot of fellas that are writing now just don't transpose the scores. They just do it all in the common key.
And then transpose later?
Well, they have the copyist transpose it.
Oh, goodness.
You know.
Getting
well, no, that's
lazy.
Just the way to work. That doesn't matter. It's like whether you write with a piano or without a piano. When someone's listening to a piece of music, they don't know how the composer did it. It doesn't matter.
What's easier for you, doing it with a piano?
I use a piano, yes. I use it as checks, you know, checks and balances and all of that business.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm writing a score, I pick at it. I mean, I don't work everything, the intricacies out on the piano.
Did you ever play in a club, like after you?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
I played in many, around my hometown in Aliquippa. Yeah, we had, there were clubs. When you say clubs, you mean...
I mean nightclubs, you know.
Well, they had beer gardens.
Joints.
Yeah, they were joints. I did a lot of weddings, you know, just with 3 and 4 piece groups. And we used all the old tunes and some of them were new at the day in those days. You know, that's when Mood Indigo was just a baby. One of those things,
goodness.
You know.
Yeah, those great tunes, and they're still great.
Mm-hmm.
So you did all that.
But then
you developed such a wonderful, a sense of humor in music. Like the Pink Panther is mm-hmm. That's such an interesting, cute thing.
Well, that's here again. What else would you write for a Pink Panther? What else?
But it's amazing. I mean, this tune has a life of its own, and it has no lyric.
I'd never let them put a lyric on it. They had the Saturday morning cartoons on. They're still on.
Yeah.
And one of the big, they had a big sponsor, Kellogg's or something, and they pressed and pressed to have a lyric written, which would have been, a dumb lyric, not because they were kids, but it would have been, I didn't see where it gained anything. I think it painted a picture, and it still paints a picture without words. And so I haven't let anybody go with it.
Boy, I'm glad, because the minute you do, then somebody's going to get another conception in their minds, taken from the words. Whereas this way, they really have to use their own imagination.
You know, and I could have had Johnny, for one, would have been a great man to...
Johnny Mercer.
Yeah, to write a lyric like that, but he never asked and I never mentioned it, so I guess he felt the same way, too.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, I'd love to try and see if I can play that with you.
All right, we're going to do... I'll start out with the little seventh thing.
All right, let's see if I can come in right now.
All right, you'll be all right. Here you go.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.